And now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havenhurst. This Path Tonight, the most recent album from two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Graham Nash, has 10 songs focused on changing seasons in his life and a new relationship. A deluxe edition of that album, though, includes 3 bonus tracks, including some of the pointed social commentary for which Nash became so famous.
Many a good soul lost their life, and we were just 3 of them. Arm in arm, we stood our ground for something to believe in.
That's from Mississippi Burning, a new song about 3 civil rights workers who were murdered in 1964. That's also the year that Nash's career hit its stride with the Hollies in England. His move to Los Angeles and his fateful encounter with Stephen Stills and David Crosby catalyzed a career lauded for both songs of harmony and songs of protest. Nash, who performs at the City Winery on March 7th, told WMOT that his most famous political material is still agonizingly relevant.
I don't have to write about military madness today because it's not changed. I don't have to write Immigration Man again because it hasn't changed. And one of the reasons why I keep singing those songs is that, you know, it seems that humanity takes a long time to learn things.
At 76 years old, Nash says he's staying busy and looking forward, not backward. New songs keep coming and keep connecting.
I understand them getting on their feet and clapping for Teacher Children or Our House, but when you can bring them to their feet with one song that they've only heard once, now you're talking.
Nash will be joined on stage by his old colleague Shane Fontaine, who produced This Path Tonight, as well as Crosby, Stills, and Nash keyboardist Todd Caldwell. The show is presented by WMOT.